This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Taliban official says suicide bombers attacked a Shiite mosque packed with worshippers attending Friday prayers in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 47 people and wounding 70, the deadliest attack since the U.S. military withdrawal. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the carnage at the mosque in Kandahar province. The attack came a week after a bombing claimed by the local Islamic State affiliate killed 46 people at another Shiite mosque in northern Afghanistan. It's raising fears that ISIS, an enemy of both the Taliban and the West, is expanding its foothold in Afghanistan. Video footage showed bodies scattered across bloodstained carpets with survivors walking around in a daze or crying out in anguish. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson paid tribute to lawmaker David Ames, who was stabbed to death at a constituency meeting on Friday, saying he was a fine public servant and much loved friend and colleague. Johnson said, quote, "All our hearts are full of shock and sadness today at the loss of Sir David Ames, MP, who was killed in his constituency surgery in a church after almost 40 years of continuous service to the people of Essex and the whole of the United Kingdom." Ames, a 69-year-old from Johnson's Conservative Party, was attacked at about midday in a Methodist church east of London. Colleagues from across Parliament expressed their shock and paid tribute to one of the longest-serving lawmakers. Flags in Downing Street and outside Parliament were lowered in tribute. Ames is married with five children and was first elected to Parliament in 1983. He was knighted by Queen Elizabeth for his public service in 2015. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The gunman who killed 14 students and three staff members at a Parkland, Florida high school will plead guilty to their murders, his attorney said Friday, bringing some closure to a South Florida community more than 3 years after the attack that sparked a nationwide movement for gun control in the United States. The guilty plea would set up a penalty phase where Nicholas Cruz would be fighting against the death penalty and hoping for life without parole. Attorneys for Cruz told the judge he will plead guilty Wednesday to 17 counts of first-degree murder in the February 2018 shooting. The trial has been delayed by the pandemic and arguments between the prosecution and defense over what evidence and testimony could be presented to the jury. Some victims' families have expressed frustration over the delays, but the president of the group they formed expressed relief that the case now seems closer to resolution. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations agreed on Friday to sideline Myanmar's military ruler from a leader summit this month, sources said, a rare tough stand by a bloc known for its policy of engagement and non-interference. Foreign ministers made the decision at a special meeting called to address the failure of Myanmar's military to follow a peace process it agreed to 5 months ago, aimed at tackling a bloody crisis triggered by its February 1st coup. More than 1,000 civilians have been killed by Myanmar security forces and thousands arrested, according to the United Nations, during strikes and protests over a coup that ended a decade of tentative democracy and prompted international condemnation and sanctions. Pressure has been building on ASEAN to take a tougher position over Myanmar's failure to take the agreed steps to end the violence, allow humanitarian access, and start dialogue with its opponents. Outside advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Friday voted unanimously to recommend regulators authorize a second shot of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine to better protect Americans who received the one-dose vaccine. The FDA's committee backed the shots for all J&J recipients aged 18 and older at least 2 months after their first dose. After hearing presentations from J&J and FDA scientists, members of the advisory panel asked J&J's single-dose vaccine should be considered a two-dose shot for everyone. Once the FDA signs off on the boosters, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will make specific recommendations on who should get the shots. They're scheduled to meet and discuss the boosters next week. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.